Whatever you might be going through and wherever you might be, this is Omar Serrano with the Tilted Lawyer Podcast. I'm here to take your mind off of things. Yes, I'm an attorney. No, I'm not giving you legal advice. We're going to sit and talk like people, as these are the candid thoughts of one practicing attorney, and it's after hours. So have a seat. Feel free to have a drink and join me. Let's get started.
Have you guys heard about this Delta crash? Delta now facing lawsuits over the Toronto plane crash. Apparently, they're trying to offer passengers $30,000 as a settlement. You know what this reminds me of? This comes from an article with the New York Post. Let me share this with you guys. We're done talking about gingerbread, by the way. I have other things for my full podcast. This is being recorded for my podcast. So if you guys want to bounce because we're not talking about gingers no more, that's cool. But I got other things to talk about. And so this is one of them. This is the Delta case from the New York Post. There's an article that says their seemingly generous offer may have flopped. Now, a $30,000 offer to individual passengers in a crash like that is not generous. That's insulting. I mean, if you want to know a good parallel to that, I don't know if any of you guys are watching Landman, I think it was, or Billy Bob. And not to spoil anything, but there's a similar kind of thing that happens, which was this accident that occurs where people are injured or killed, and they're trying to get ahead of a lawsuit. And so they offer them settlement money, and they start off with like, here, we'll give you each $100,000 or $500,000 or whatever the number was. But it was embarrassingly low, because they know that if this were to go to lawsuit and they were to find out some things that they failed to do that were designed to keep passengers safe that led to this accident, then it's not $30,000 per passenger that they're going to be paying out. It might be something like $50 million per passenger. So you all do the math. More lawsuits in this case are expected to follow. Yeah, no shit. Delta would pay out $2.3 million if all 76 passengers, $2.3 million? Shit. If all 76 passengers on the airline subsidiary Endeavor's Air's CRJ-900 accepted the deal. That's not going to happen. But a man from Texas who filed one of the two lawsuits says he deserves more. $30,000. That's not even a down payment on a house nowadays. What are you going to do with $30,000? Here's $30,000 for your dead son, for your dead wife, for your dead whoever, mother, father, grandfather, family member, loved one, best friend. $30,000? You killed my loved one and I get $30,000 and I'm just supposed to just be okay and walk away? What would be the dollar figure that you guys would place on your loved ones if one of your loved ones was involved in an accident that would have been readily prevented but for some negligent mishandling of safety protocol, and all of a sudden the company's over to you say, look, sorry for your loss, here's $30,000. Would that make you feel a little bit upset, icky, maybe? Now, I venture to guess that all 76 of these passengers were not seeing dollar signs immediately after the accident. Some of them, sure, for sure were, but not all of them. But now you insult them with a $30,000 per passenger offer like that? Now I'm pissed. And now this is how you get 76 individuals involved in a class action lawsuit and potentially additional plaintiffs to punish Delta Airlines so that nobody will ever do this again. $2.3 million, try $2.3 billion. Now, I don't think they're going to get that much, but they want them to feel it. They want them to feel the sting of what lawsuits are designed to make you feel, which is financially in the pockets. Otherwise, you know, are they going to cure plane crashes with this lawsuit? Of course not. But that's the game that's being played right now. So this guy thinks he deserves more. That passenger said in the lawsuit that because he was suspended upside down and drenched with jet fuel, he suffered severe emotional distress and mental anguish, as well as significant injuries to his head, neck, back, knees, face. God, whenever I fly, I get nervous when there's a little bit of turbulence on the plane. I can't imagine being hung upside down. A second lawsuit filed on behalf of a woman passenger from Minneapolis claims she is suffering from extreme bodily and mental injuries. The lawsuit also contends that the flight crew failed to observe the most fundamental procedures for landing approach into the airport. Because of the Montreal Convention, an international treaty that governs how airlines are liable for passenger injuries, baggage damage, and cargo loss, more lawsuits are probably in the pipeline. No shit. According to the treaty, passengers injured on the on international flights can be compensated up to $200,000, but it could be more if the airline is found to be negligent, and that's going to be where the fight lands. I mean, negligence in the pre-flight procedures, negligence in the in-flight procedures, negligence in failing to obey in-flight instructions. There's a lot of places where you could find negligence. This ain't over by a long shot. This is going to be going on for a while. It says passengers have 2 years to file a lawsuit under the treaty. 21 people were taken to the hospital after the crash and stuff. So that's what's going on with the Delta. So, I don't think that, well, here's what I think. I think there's going to be a settlement with Delta. It's not going to be for $2.3 million. I'd imagine they're probably going to get up to $400 to $600 million before they settle that lawsuit. Because I genuinely think if they take that to trial, and I don't know if there's caps on tortious claims over there in Canada or not, like there are in the United States, but I'd imagine they're going to be going for north of 10 figures over there, $1 billion, punitives. Now, do I think they're going to get that much? No, but the cost of litigation, the bad publicity, this is going to get kept under wraps. It's going to hurt their pocketbooks no matter what. So $400 million, $500 million, $600 million, somewhere around that. Write the check, be done with it, and move on. I feel like that's going to happen. Maybe, and when it does happen, there's going to be a small headline and nobody else is going to be any of the wiser. Well, that's what's going on with the Delta case.